Shalom Aleichem, on behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Baba Kama Lamed Hei, Baba Kama 35a, pagination is 69. We'll start from the Mishnah on the bottom of the page, which outlines the classic principle of Hamotze Mechavero Olav Haraya. A person who wants to take away from his friend has to bring a proof. It's not enough that we have conjecture. Often circumstantial evidence is simply not enough. The Beis Din will certainly take things into account, but the general principle is Hamotzi Mechavero Olav Haraya. The person who wants to take away from someone else has to bring a proof. States the Mishnah. Shor Shayorodef Achashor Acher. One animal is running after another animal. Vuhuzak, and the animal got damaged. Ze omer sharcha hizik. This one says, it's your animal that did the damage, and I want to collect damages from you. Veze omer lochi. And the owner of the animal says, it's not true. Elo besela loko. Your animal got damaged because it hit a rock, maybe even as it was fleeing. But bottom line is, my animal didn't cause that damage directly. And therefore, in a court of law, I'm not liable. Hamotze mechavero olav haraya, the person who wants to extract money from somebody else has to bring a proof, and here he can't. There are no witnesses. Perhaps he doesn't even know for sure. We can explore that. But in any case, it's not verified, and he can't collect. Hayushinayim wrote from achar echad, if two animals were chasing after one animal, and that animal indeed got injured. Ze omer sharcha hizik. This one says, it was your animal that did the damage. Ve ze omer sharcha hizik. And he counters, no, it was your animal. Shneim peturim. They're both absolved because the person who got the damage is not able to pinpoint from whom to collect. Im hayu shneim shal ish echad. Let's say both animals belong to one person. Shneim chayavim. The liability would indeed rest on the two animals owned by the one person, and there would be situations where he could collect. Haya echad gadol ve'echad katan. If one of the animals doing the chasing and possibly doing the damage was a big one, worth a lot of money, and the other one was a small one, worth less. Hanizik omer gadol hizik, the person who got damaged claims it was the big one who did the damage, and therefore, if I'm looking to collect, in the case of Tam, from Gufo, from the body of the animal, and that's my limitation, I'm not allowed to go after assets, so then I'm claiming it was the big one, and I'm entitled to collect all my damage. V'amaziko merlochi, and the person who did the damage says, no, elokotin hizik, it was the small one, and the maximum that you can extract from me is migufo, from the value of the animal. Echad tam ve'echad muad. Or the argument is, the animal that did the damage was a tam, and you only pay half damage. And the other one says, no, it was a muad, and you pay full damage. Hanizikom a muad hizik, v'amazikom elochi ala tam hizik, hamotzim echaver olav araya. Again, the one who wants to extract money has to bring a proof. We continue. Hayu anizakim shnayim. Let's say the ones who got damaged were two animals. Echad gadol ve'echad katan. One was a big animal, one was a small animal. V'amazikim shnayim. And the ones who did the damage were also two. Echad gadol ve'echad katan. So, very superficially, someone might want to say, oh, it feels good to make the big animal damaging the big animal and the small animal damaging the small animal. But that's just conjecture. Hanizik omer, the one who got damaged wants to argue, gadol hizik es hagadol, the big one got the big one, so that I should be able to maximize my big damage from a big animal. V'katan es hakatan, and the one that small, and its limited amount of damage, was damaged by the small one, and I'll be able to collect its damages. And the person who did the damage says, no, it could be, or he argues, that the small one damaged the big one, and therefore, even though you took a big damage, the maximum you could collect on that is the value of the small animal, and the big one damaged the small one, and you'll only be able to collect small damage from the big one. Or, echad tam ve'echad muad, if there was a tam and a muad involved over here, hanizik omer, the one who got damage, will naturally say, muad hizik es hagadol v'tam es hakatan, the one who's going to have to pay full damage, because he's got a track record and his nezek shalem, he's the one who did the damage on the big animal. And the other animal did the small, I'll take half damage on the small damage. V'amazik omer lochi, and the one who did the damage says, no, elatam es hagadol. We could argue that the one who's paying half damage is the one who did the damage to the big one. So on the big damage, I'll only pay half. Umud es hakatan, and on the small damage, I'll pay full because it's a muad. Again, hamotzi mechavero olav haraya. In such cases, the one who wants to extract money, the one who got damaged, is going to have to bring the proof. The contrasting opinion, which comes up and is important to be aware of, even though we don't paskin like that, Omer Rav Chiya bar Abba, Zosomeres Chalukim Olav Chaverov al Sumchis. The Rabbonon argue on Sumchis. Sumchis had a shita, which deserves to be explored, but his shita was, the Omer Mamon Hamuto Besafek Chulkim. Money that's in doubt gets divided, a type of compromise type perspective, and our Mishnah is coming to argue on that and say that if money is in doubt, a raya, a proof, has to be brought before any money can be collected. Yashar Koach, thank you for joining.